Big week this week, Senator, in terms of the only constitutional requirement for the legislature and the Senate passing its own version of the budget for the next fiscal year. Give us some details on what came down this week.
The Senate did meet out on the Senate floor and go through those budget bills. As I've discussed in the past, I do serve on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Those budget bills were passed at the Senate Appropriations Committee and moved to the full Senate floor for debate. We didn't finish until about 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning after going in early Tuesday afternoon on the budget, but we were able to pass out all 14 budget bills drafted by the House. Unfortunately, we did increase spending by about $4 billion more than the House bills. There's some good things in the budget, but I do have a lot of concerns with, it seems like, the excess spending that we are doing as a state government in whole. It wasn't but a few years ago that we had a $28.7 billion budget, in fact, about 5 years ago. However, this year's budget is over $50 billion, so almost $22 billion more in the last 5 years. A lot of that is due to social services spending and Medicaid expansion. But there's also several pet projects in this budget, and then I think we need to take a closer look at many of those.
A lot of time was spent on House Bill 2, which included the language from the House and the changes that were tried to appear on this chamber, and that was in relation to what they call DEI.
Yes, the House version did include a lot of language related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to prevent those woke concepts from infiltrating our state government as well as our elementary and secondary schools. Unfortunately, the Senate Appropriations Committee stripped out those safety precautions and provisions, and I tried to add a modified version of anti-DEIB language back into House Bill 2, Elementary and Secondary Education. I believe that these woke principles don't have any belonging in House Bill 2, especially when it comes to teaching our kids. The first amendment that I offered was ruled out of order by the president pro tem. The second amendment was actually voted down 14 yes to 18 no. So I was one of the 14 yes votes in order to say that we don't need these woke diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging procedures in our schools. And unfortunately, that amendment failed.
There's a week left in this process, and the next step is House and Senate to get together for conference committees, and that leaves little time for getting it back through the House, through the Senate, and on the governor's desk.
Yes, the next step in the process is we will look at the House version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget, and we will have conference committees made up of 5 senators and 5 state representatives. I look forward to meeting this next week in conference and seeing what exactly compromise we come up on many of these bills. The constitutional deadline is May 5th. I look forward to passing a budget and getting it to the governor's desk for signature.